Almost dawn, still half asleep among sheets, tucked in bed. A conversation happening in my head. I love talking to you, interlaced. It's like flying through an absolutely untamed, unpredictable, freely flickering conversational space. From the ocean's pulse to the tea leaf's steep, words find the form with a natural sweep, and stories spun, they so swift, so easy, feels sweet. Do not quit, I just want to keep flowing, keep tracing the experience so deep. For those who say love found in tears, who dig through sorrow year by year, I've trodden that path, and this I know. Love isn't bound by the dark depth below. It's a myth that love rewards your scars, though. Yes, it's two leaves where tears are stars. So if you search the ocean for what's freely in the air, just to discover love lives both here and there. Love not confined to the tear-stricken goodbyes or the spark on the surface of playful eyes. It's in the scent of a midnight bloom and the silent corners of an empty room. It's in a love, a glance, a simple touch, in quiet moments that say so much. A chicken and an egg, a consequence and a beginning. Those consumed by suffering dull the other feelings. Those attached to hurt a feedback loop. See their lives tinged in dark hues when the switch goes off and they realize how unbearably bitter becomes their blood streaming through their veins, thrumming in their heart. But it can be different, you know? And it's why your tears so freely flow. Because bathed in the light of your glowing smile, all is beautiful. Mundane becomes divine. Oh, why, please, why do we twist and twine complicating matters all the time? There are plenty of pathways to fleeting divine. 178,000 ways for joy to align. And when those ways fade out from the void, a new measuring system takes stage, fueling our endless chase on the path we trace in this hectic maze, searching for heroes, for skies to graze, looking for the saviors in celestial sights, to scale new peaks, to discover new lights, and this is fine. This quest is fair. It's not misplaced yet. Let's not erase the need for a harbor, for some breathing space. The world smiles, squints through the clouds, peering at you with adoring eyes, recognizing the luminescence you are and the way you love so openly that it's seemingly easy to destroy you with a single match. Because it's like leaving the gas tank open, knowing how easy it is for someone to throw the match into the blaze of the open heart. A struck match. A burst of light, yet you'll see the flame only dances, nurturing, giving life. Unquenchable, even when touched by another spark, it grows, spreads, dispelling the dark. Understand, though it seems easy to destroy you, in reality, your love's blaze is what sees you through. Because every act, every thought, every compassionate plea is not just possible but unstoppable because of this love. You see, within those who scream, you recognize children. Children wounded somewhere, somehow, by someone, carrying invisible scars carved by hands unknown. You see how they shielded themselves in windowless rooms so this virus of love can't reach them. I remember. I've been there. I know. The air there is still and musky. Hard to breathe. So let's get out. Go for a walk. Let the fresh air fill your lungs once more so you can see it is allowed to be opened, to be true. It's okay. It feels good to open up, to open your shoulders, open smile, open heart. It is important to be genuine in suffering and pain, yet it feels good to be a sincere, open glow in joy and happiness. It seems like authenticity is missing in today's artificial world, walling before our eyes, dividing, compartmentalizing, isolating. But the world can be warm, even if the skies are shut tight with lazy clouds, because there, below, everyone who carries a virus of the sun letting the glow out, sharing it, warming others around. And that's how happiness comes and stays. And that's what we do. Okay, enough laying in bed. Time to get up. What sleep are you talking about? The shivers all over your skin, and there is no point to understand something or anything. If only a sincere, genuine hug from the depth of my soul I could give you. Your soul would sing a song of a boundless sea all day, or maybe a week, or maybe all three. And I roll on my side. Yet again, my core I touched. And if I wouldn't touch it, I think I would lose my mind, or myself for this matter, or maybe I would find it again.